Thank you for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford with The Truth Ministries. Listen every Sunday morning for his weekly message and follow him on the web at www.thetruthministries.us.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm glad to be here this fine morning. Beautiful day. Amen. We've had some beautiful days. Praise the Lord. I hope you're happy as I am this morning and hope you're doing well. I was thinking on the way in this morning, I don't ever announce who I got with me or anything like that. You know, even Johnny Cash, everybody knew who Johnny Cash was, and he'd get on the stage and he said, "Hello, my name is Johnny Cash." Well, they've already kind of announced me. I'm Brother Tommy, and my wife Carol is with me today, and we're going to share some word with you this fine morning. Hope everybody's happy and sprung up early since they got their clock set forward. My wife said some of them that didn't set their clocks forward are going to be singing "How Late Thou Art" instead of "How Great Thou Art." All right. Before we get into word here, I want to go to Lord in prayer. God, I just thank you, Lord, for this day, Lord, and all that you've done for us, all you're going to do for us, and how that you watch out over us, Lord, how you've answered our prayers, God, and how that you love us and how you showed it, Lord, when you give your only begotten. Lord, and that there's no greater love that you could do or that you could show by what you did by giving your son and Jesus giving himself unto us. God, I just thank you. Lord, I just ask that you be with us today. God, I ask that you open the hearts and the minds of those, Lord, that's out there in radio land that would hear today. God, that this be a blessing unto their soul. And if it's lost, God, that they may turn to you and be saved. God, I just ask you to please deal with the hearts and minds. And Lord, I give you the praise in Jesus' name. Yes, amen. 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 All right, we're going to be in 1 John 3. 1 John 3 is where we're going to read some text from this morning. But before I read this text, I'll tell you what was on my mind this morning is about a little leaven the whole lump. And you know, which the Bible talks about it in a couple of different ways and things. Mm-hmm. And all, but it also, you know, tells us to purge out the old leaven and become a new lump. And you women out there know if you put a little leaven, rise and stuff, a little bit of yeast in something, it's going to rise, you know, going to rise if you put that yeast in it. And I don't know exactly about all the cooking. I can cook some things and all that stuff if I have to and need to. But you know, I remember though when I was a child that if mama told you to look in on that cake, you know, which they had to stick it with something to see if it stuck or not. And I don't know if it stuck, I don't think you're supposed to let it go get out. But, anyway, I think if nothing come out on it, it was done. I believe that's the right thing. But nevertheless, the point I was going to make is she'd tell you, don't slam that oven door. Y'all fall.
Make the cake fall.
I don't know how that works, but nevertheless, you know, it said a little leaven the whole lump. And if you got the leaven in there and you slammed the oven door, I know it'll fall.
Well, but that only works if you make it from scratch.
If you make it from scratch, right. You're going to have to get a little closer. I don't know if she scratched before she made it.
Oh,
but
God,
nevertheless, a little leaven the whole lump. There's just, you know, you put in that little bit of, what'd you call it?
Yeast.
You put a little bit of that yeast in there, and it will rise up. You know, the Bible talks about us purge out the old leaven, become a new lump. Do we need to be the unleavened bread? You know, that's something that doesn't rise and doesn't fall. You know, something that stays consistent. Amen. And that's what we need to be in the Lord and be with the Lord. Amen. We don't need to let little things come in. You know, the Bible said that the little fox is what spoiled the vines.
Right.
And you know, it ain't the big foxes is getting the fruit off the vine. It's the little foxes that's chewing around at the base of it. Amen.
That's right.
That's what's getting it. And we don't need to let them little foxes get in. We don't need to let sin have occasion over the flesh. Amen. And I just think over the years, you know, it's been over 2,000 years since the Lord came.
Mm-hmm.
And how much probably the church has fallen since then. I know what it's done in the last 25, 30 years.
How much it's changed.
Yeah, how much it's changed, how much it's let down, how much it's done. But imagine what it's done in the last 2,000 years. I think that we need to press forward, do what's right. Amen. Hold on to the old ancient landmark, not to move it. Amen. But we need to hang on to that. You know, people, they want some, hear some new thing and all that. But I can tell you, I like having something that's rock solid and it's never changing. You know, they changing the dictionaries today. They changing just everything. You know, the meanings of words and all that. And they're changing, you know, what's right and what's wrong. And now, you know, I heard last week they done canceled Miss Piggy. Some of them other people on the on whatever it is that they have, and saying Smith Family Robinson or whatever his name was, that they said that's an adult thing and all. But nevertheless, that's the way the world is. But here's my scripture. It's 1 John, the third chapter, says, "Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doeth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is. And every man that haveth this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure." Now, we're talking about Jesus.
That's
amen.
Right.
Every man that have this hope in him, to see him, to be able to see him, we don't know what we'll be, but we know that we'll be as like Jesus. We'll be as he is, and we shall see him as he is. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's powerful. But it said, whatever man have this hope, he purifies himself even as as he is pure, which they talking about Jesus.
That's right.
"Whosoever committeth sin transgresses also the law. And sin is a transgression of the law." Boy, that's pretty plain. Now, I didn't see any fine print in there, anything changing, but it says, "Whosoever committeth sin transgress also the law, for sin is a transgression of law." The Bible also tells us, "The soul that sinneth, it shall die, but he that sinneth has neither seen him or known him."
Yeah.
And it says, and you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin.
None.
Zero, zilch. There is no sin in him. Jesus, there's no sin whatsoever. "And ye know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth a lot?" No,
sinneth not.
"Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth have not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteous is righteous even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil."
Oh, no, everybody sins a little bit.
Then they must be of the devil. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
It says, "He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born..." I want you to listen to this real good. You listen in here,
Mom. This is verse 9.
Yeah, this is, yep, verse 9. And this is in King James Version. Amen. "Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin, because he's born of God. In this the children of God are manifested, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth his brother. Amen. So my Bible is it's pretty black and white right here and tells you pretty plain that he that sinneth is of the devil. And that if you sin, you're definitely not of God. You're not in him, and he doesn't sin. And if he's in you, he's not going to sin. Amen?
And a sin is a transgression of the law.
Yes. And we know that he was manifested to take away our sin, and in him is no sin.
And he came to save us
from
our sin.
And that's what salvation is about. That's when they say saved, that's what you're saved from sin. And so there's a coming out, there's a change, and I see these people, and when the Bible says that he that's born of God does not commit sin, for a seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he's born of God. So I've heard these folks say before, the flesh got in it, this, that, and the other. Well, those that are in Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh.
Well, that's the problem with the mentality or the doctrine of when you first come to God and repent of your sin, you're born again. If that was so, he that is born of God cannot sin.
That's right.
So if you can sin, then we're okay. If I can sin, I am not born of God.
Right.
I may have repented of my sins. I may have turned my life around, and I'm walking toward the Lord, and I'm striving to make that heaven my home, and I'm striving to draw close to him, and I'm working toward that. But unless I'm unable to sin, I have not been born again, according to the scripture.
Amen. Amen. And this is the thing, and that's a big thing that's told around is when you repent, you got born again. No, you didn't get born again.
You got forgiveness.
Yeah, you got forgiveness, and that's the first step is you repent of your sin, and you get forgiveness. The Bible tells us, it tells us when a man turns from the wickedness which he's committed, he saves his soul alive.
Right.
He's turned unto God. Amen. He saved his soul alive. But there's got to be a sanctification. As he said, he that have this hope in him purify himself even as he is pure.
Mm-hmm.
So there's got to be a purification. And if there's a purification, then there can be a sanctification.
Yeah, and this is why only God can know that, only God knows the heart.
Right.
And only God can decide who can make it and who cannot, because only God knows where we are on this walk.
Right.
And how far we've gotten and how, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Only he can make, he is the just judge. So just because, I know I just said, if we're able to sin, then we haven't been born again. That's not saying that, I'm not saying that if you're not on your journey, you can't be saved. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're not going to go to heaven. Only the Lord can decide that. Only God
yes.
knows those things.
Amen.
But we're on a journey. We haven't arrived. And people have decided somehow that when you go down to an altar and you've repented of your sins, I'm saved, I'm good, I'm done, I've got this, and we have made this arrival, but that's not what the book says.
No, because
we're
this is a continual
baby.
Work.
That
yes.
means that's Amen. When you're a baby.
Yeah, we're on the sincere milk of the word.
Yes.
And we're in the learning process, which we will learn all the way until we die
well,
and
sure.
go home.
Sure.
Of course, but there's a place that you get until, as he talks about being crucified, he tells us to take up our cross and follow him, but we've got to be crucified with Christ.
Yes.
And if we're crucified with Christ, we'll be baptized in his crucifixion. If we're baptized in that, amen, we'll also be in the likeness of his resurrection.
Yeah.
Amen. And so, you know, and the Bible tells us he that lives, but it's the Christ that liveth within us.
We have to die to our own self.
Amen. We got to have a house cleaning. Yeah, I mean, it just gets down to it.
Yes.
You got to have a house cleaning. You know, that's your first works is when you repent, when you realize and say, look, I'm wrong and I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I've done this thing. I have begun my journey, you know, and people get baptized and that's showing, you know, a good conscience between them and Christ. And right. that's good. But there's got to be a spiritual baptism. Yes. Amen. That's when people get born again. Amen. Right. When you truly get born again, that's when you come to the place that this world cannot tempt you with anything. It doesn't have, you don't have a love affair for the world anymore. You don't have any of those things. You have crucified the flesh. You are crucified unto the world and the world unto you. That means, you know, you don't love the world and the world don't love you. You've come out of the world and you become a new creature in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You put on the mind of Christ.
That's right.
Amen. And when you put on the mind of Christ, You don't give no provision or no reverence for Satan or to the devil and all that. Is now everything's of God and everything that you think is, you know, of God. And see, it's not you have to read and all, but this the Word of God is a light, of course, but it's a law unto you. And mm-hmm. and it's, you know, it's not something that you have to read to see. It's something you've already read and the Spirit. The Spirit itself will quicken your mortal body.
Yes.
And that means give life.
Yeah.
You know, quicken, give mm-hmm. give that. You know, the Lord, he'll lead you and guide you, and he ain't going to lead you and guide you in darkness, amen, but he's going to lead you in light, amen.
Well, if we could grasp.
He might lead you through the darkness,
yeah,
but it's with light.
He definitely will lead you through darkness. But if we could just grasp the love that he has for us, how can somebody, if you have somebody in your life that loves you, you are the apple of their eye. They love you enough to do anything in the world. Not only that, but give themselves for you. They make provision for you. They've made everything for you. You're the center of their world. How can you not love them back? And if we could just fall in love with the Lord the way he loves us, I mean, I know he... You understand what I'm saying? As much as we can with our finite minds and bodies, we wouldn't have any problem serving him. And you know that the Bible, all through the Word, it talks about renewing our mind, renewing ourselves in the Lord, dying to the flesh, being alive in the Spirit. You know, if you walk in the Spirit, we won't fulfill the lusts of the flesh.
That's right.
That's why it's so important that we spend time with him in prayer and in the Word, not in a commentary, not in a internet post made by somebody.
Amen.
In the Word. And if we would spend time in his Word and time with him in prayer, you know, prayer is a two-way communication.
Yes, amen.
The Lord will talk to us and we can talk to him. This won't be hard. This is not hard. His yoke is easy. His burden is light.
That's right.
It is. And it seems like, oh, well, I can't this and I can't. No, your desires change.
Yes.
If you spend
time. And you
get
free from sin.
Yes. If you spend time with a holy God.
Find out you're in bondage, you know.
Well, we become who we're around. And if we would spend time in the Spirit of God, we would become like him.
Amen.
Just
love
like
him
if we
and know
spend
more
time
about
with
him. Amen.
Worldly people.
And I can tell you that your conversation will change.
It will.
And it'll be godly.
Yes.
You know, the Bible tells us where sin abounded, which is past tense, where sin abounded, the grace of God is much more abound. But I want to read you a little something here I just thought about when she was speaking. It says, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus have made me free from the law of sin and death.
Mm-hmm.
For what the law could not do, and that did it was weak, through the flesh, God sending his own Son in likeness of sinful flesh, for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not after the flesh,
that's right,
but walk after the Spirit.
Right.
Amen. If we walk after the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen.
Well, the Bible says we'll be like crucify our Father.
Yes.
Who is your Father?
Amen. You'll prove it out.
You have chosen. We choose every day who is going to be our Father.
Yeah, who we're going to serve. That's right.
Is our Father? Are we going to be after our Father, the devil? Which people will say no. But the Bible says if you lie, you're lying after your Father, the devil.
Amen.
And I know that's straight. It's black and white, and it cuts.
Yeah.
But it's the Word. And that will grow us. If we're like God, then we'll be godly.
Yes, amen. The righteous, you'll see them, and they won't be acting. They won't be doing like the Word. They'll be different. The Bible said that you'll be a
peculiar
people, zealous of good works.
Yeah,
amen.
And the world will hate you.
They're showing the love of God. That's where the world is going to hate you, but you're going to be showing forth the light. You're going to be showing forth the love of God. God is love.
Yes, he
is. And everyone that loves us is born of God.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
You got to love them ones that don't love you.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. You got to love everybody. And let me tell you something, it won't be hard if you got Christ in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
That's right.
Because he so loved the world that God so loved the world he gave his only begotten Son. And Jesus, it behooved him to be made like his brethren to suffer and suffer unto death for us. I mean, he was not just, he just didn't die. He was crucified. And he wasn't just crucified. He was mutilated before he was crucified.
And said, Father, forgive them. For they know not what they do. They don't know what they're doing. And even Stephen said, lay not this into their charge.
That's right. That's right. He loved them ones that was stoning him.
That's
them.
Tough
Amen.
Stuff, but
that's
it's
God.
Right. That's
you
right.
No, that's God. That's
right.
God that you can do that.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. We got to come out from the world of Bible. Paul was one of the greater writers of the New Testament, and in one of his writings he said, you know, not that I was already perfect or whatever, but I pressed toward the mark of the high calling of God.
Yes.
He said, but those that are. You know, he said, but pressing forward, forgetting those things that are behind.
That's right.
Pressing forward toward a mark of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Amen. We can't let people pull us down with what we've done in the past, this, that, and the other. We've got to press forward and press forward in Christ because he's coming back. And
every
he's
day.
Coming back after prepared people. He's coming back after a people that's ready, that knows
right.
him.
Without spot.
No wrinkle
or
any such thing,
that's
the Bible
right.
said. We got to put on a robe of righteousness. Amen. And you say, well, man, that sounds so hard. Not if you crucify. Not if you get crucified where you're dead to the world. Amen. It's not
pressing.
Hard after that.
The Lord knows. We can't fool him. The Lord knows if we're pressing toward that mark. He knows. And if you're doing everything that you can do, he knows. But if you're fooling yourself, if I fool my own self, he knows that too.
Yeah.
That's why we can't go by our heart. We can't go by the way we feel. We can't do that. We go by the Word of God because
Amen.
That's steady. It's like you were saying earlier, it
leadership.
Doesn't change.
Right.
It doesn't change. It's steady. Every day the same. He doesn't get in bad moods. He doesn't get tired or sleepy or grumpy or, you know, whatever. He doesn't get hangry. He is the same all the time for everybody.
Amen.
And that's
He's
a
awesome
that's a
God.
Comfort to me.
And you know what blesses me also is that he's no respecter of person.
That's right. It's
Amen.
The same.
And I'm so thankful for that.
Amen.
That he's not, and that he came unto somebody such as I was, you
sure.
know, and to change me. And you know, when you get crucified, I want to tell you just a little bit about sin. And, you know, sin, you know, the Bible tells us it leads like a canker.
Yes.
And I think of sin, you know, cancer is one of the most terrible things that can happen with somebody and eating away of their body. Yeah, and just eating away and all that. But, you know, also there's foods that will contribute to the cancer going on and all that. And there's things that you can withdraw from that it will not let the cancer thrive in your body.
Right.
All right, I'm not going to get into all that but today. But anyway, sin is like cancer.
It is.
And if we'll just look at it just on a regular old natural basis, what do? They try to do radiation. They try to do chemotherapy. And what is it doing? It's like it's killing your body. I mean, your immune system's down.
Right.
With the radiation, with the chemotherapy, with what they're doing.
Well, it kills healthy cells as well.
Yes. And it's almost killing you without you dying.
Yeah.
And your body's so going through almost like a death.
Right.
And that's to kill hopefully the cancer and all that. But let me tell you something, and that's similar to what I'm telling you about being crucified.
Yeah.
When you're crucified, it can get rid of sin.
Oh, yeah.
If you get crucified with Christ, sin will not arise. Amen. When you really get crucified with Him, you know, you have sanctified, you have purged yourself. The Bible tells us, cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of flesh and spirit, perfecting in holiness and fear of God. And if we do that, and if we'll sanctify ourselves, we'll live by this word, we'll pray and get victory over whatever we hadn't got the victory over, we'll pray and seek God. Amen. And then you know what He'll do? When we have give ourselves that sacrifice, He'll take that sacrifice. And you know, the root of sin, we might can cut the tree down, but, you know, the root of sin, we got to get that out. But Jesus will get that out for us. Amen.
Yeah, there's a washing that He does, and there's a washing that we are responsible for.
Yeah, we got to do that first washing. Amen. We got to get it just as much as we can. And then when we do, we've crucified the flesh. Then He said He would save us from all sin. He didn't say some part, but
right.
all sin. And you know what? When He does that, we've got sanctified, we're purified in the eyes of God. Amen.
That's right.
Now we're born again. That seed of Christ is within us, and we cannot sin because we're born of God.
Right.
Amen. And people don't think it sounds too hard. It's not too hard. Amen. And you know, it's all, you know, in
he
a learning process.
It.
You're not going to know everything.
He loved us so much.
And He's a merciful
God.
He
wouldn't have made it too hard.
No, He's not going to ask us to do something that we can't do. He loves us, and He made it. He not only did He walk the life for us, He showed it to us, but we got it written in a book. And what will He do? You know, praise God. You know, sometimes they just give you a book of instructions, but you know, they won't give you no technical advice. Well, let me tell you something. We can get on our knees and call on
That's
Him,
right,
and He'll give us some technical advice. Amen. He'll help us. And let me tell you something. He's ready right now to help you. If you're out there and you're needing help and you're needing to get closer unto God, let me tell you something. He's willing
just a whisper
and He
away.
Is ready to help you this morning.
That's
All
right.
you got to do is reach out, call on Him, get on your knees and seek Him like you never have before, and you can see Him and know Him. Now, this is all of our time. May God bless you. This is Brother Tommy. We love you.
Thank you again for tuning in this morning to hear Brother Tommy Ledford. Please follow on the web at www.thetruthministries.us, where you can get information about their prison ministry, tent meetings, and preaching points. Thank you, and God bless you.